Hey there, and welcome back to Missing Link on the radio. You're listening to the largest underground house music podcast, and this week it's more minimal. As you know, for the past few months, really, minimal has been like it's been a big influence on this show and on me in particular. But it's definitely the best genre right now. You know, I try to get away from it sometimes, but this is where all the really good music is right now. You know, in terms of, you know, the real underground sound, I think it's just going to get bigger and better. And we'll see what comes next. You know, I'm playing some deep tech today, which is a little bit more of a stripped back version of minimal. And I said last week that I was going to try and build up some deep tech and play it sometime. And I'm not just about ready to do a full episode of deep tech. It's got a while to go yet. And in side B, I'm going to play some deep tech and some minimal. So half and half, deep tech to start with, and then more minimal tracks towards the end. Right now, to start out with, we're starting off with Legit Trip's new track, Stay True, the original mix on Who Yostro Limited, another sister label to Who Yostro and Who Yostro White. Really nice chilled out tune. Definite sort of bar/beach vibes on this one. The weather has finally come good in the UK, so I feel like I can get these tracks out. So if you're chilling out outside, play these tunes, you're gonna love it. Opening track, it's got that really sort of like warm bass line, big massive kick in this tune. What a great track. So deep. Thank you. you're new to the show and you're not sure how it goes here, we're in side A right now. I did a little bit of talking and break down some tracks that really interest me. Every second song of side A is our feature track of the week, and that's the one that's coming up right now. It's Reach Me by Luca Donzelli, great artist over from Italy, and this is on Like Minded, great record label as well. A little bit more of a funkier tune coming up. Good use of a bass guitar on this one. I like this one. That's why it's going to be the feature track of the week. I thought it was really unique in the way that it incorporated a bass guitar into the minimal genre. Huge kick again in this track. Just listen to that kick. I mean, I can see in my waveform that kick almost lasted an entire full beat's length. Listen to that. What a great track. Definitely more summer vibes in this tune again. I don't know. I'm kind of feeling it today. It's hard for me to hear these kind of tunes. Like, just recently, my headphones, they've just become decimated. I've had these headphones for, like, God, going on 6 years now, going live gigs and doing the show, of course. Sennheiser Momentum's on ears, and they've been really good. But honestly, all I can hear is distortion on the bass line, and that's it. They're toast, so... Please message me if you've got any suggestions for new ones. It's hard to find DJing headphones these days. God, check out those lyrics too. What a great track. Yeah, I'm a big fan of this tune. Big, big, big fan. I won't say anything else. I'll let you guys enjoy this track. I'll see you in 4 minutes. What an epic tune. Seriously, I love the bass guitar to rise. Awesome match with that huge, huge kick. I mean, that kick is just so fat in there. And then those lovely background elements, you know, the phaser, as well as the sort of delayed and reverbed guitars and the breakdowns and stuff. Awesome track. Make sure to tell your friends about this show. I'm always keen for new people to understand, you know, what's going on here, the kind of music that's going on here. Tell them to go to 404missing.link/podcast and they can choose from whatever provider they want. Our next record is No Hero, the original mix by Galo and Nolon. This is on Rawsome Recordings, another great record label. I've played a shitload of their music. I've probably single-handedly propped up their entire label over the pandemic. Yeah, I've spent a lot of money just on that one record label. And on music in general. I just looked back at how much tracks I have. I've been buying 20 tracks a week for the past 2 and a bit years. It's ridiculous. It's not as ridiculous as this track. This is just huge. A little bit shorter of a kick in this one, but definitely a heavier and more active bass line this track. Nice little vocal cuts. A very much more typical sort of Netherlands or German style minimal track. We'll be right back. Yeah, nice mix in there. I'm proud of myself on that one. This next track is Paradise, the original mix by Carlos A on Isla Bonita Records. Another very heavy track. And then later on, it's going to get, you know, a little bit more ambient, stuff like that. More elements come in. That's one of the nicest things about minimal. You know, you can start out very, very sort of techno heavy, very progressive. And then more and more elements just come in and build up the track. Just such a beautiful, beautiful design. I told you, man, this track is awesome. And if you think this stuff is good, just wait until side B. It's another good one, man. Honestly, it's hard to not do a good side B these days with some of the great music that's out there right now. Honestly, I've never felt more excited about, you know, the house dance sort of scene than I have right now. It's awesome. We'll be right back. Lovely little tune there by Carlos A. To finish our side A, we've got Comey. Yeah, Comey. And this is their new tune, Loon Blue, on Farmat Records. A little bit more of a glitchy one. I like this tune a lot. Very inventive in that minimal style, but also a bit more of that breakbeat sort of glitchiness of it. Yeah, huge fan. Super well mastered track. I mean, listen to that. Listen to the separation, you know, from left to right with all the elements coming through. They cut through the mix so well. It's important to pay attention to that. Like, an extreme amount of work has gone into making sure this track really sounds good. Talk so much about how this track is made up and how inventive this tune is and how cool it sounds and how each element comes and goes at just the right time, but at the same time I don't want to interrupt the tune, so I'm not going to. You guys make your mind up. We'll be right back. Just about a minute to go left of side A before we get stuck into the main event, side B. So in about 50 seconds, you take the tape, turn it over. It's been a blast. I think we've covered some real good ground here. I'll shut up for this last drop, and then we'll get stuck in. I'll tell you all about it later. Thanks for changing over. You're listening to Side B now, and it's going to start out very deep tech, some really like sub-bass tracks that are just going to transport you to another dimension, okay? And then halfway through, we're going to take it up a notch and get more to the minimal stuff, but I had a lot of fun making this mix. I'm sure if you saw my Instagram story earlier in the week, I was having a lot of fun making this, actually. As per usual, when you're playing great tracks, it's hard not to have fun. So I'm going to shut up. I'm going to let the music do the talking now. If you want to check me out, go to 44missing.link. And if you want to tell your friends about the show, tell them to go to 44missing.link/podcast. Thanks. Peace. Down.
it's time to groove.
Thank you.
Move it.
Did you have fun? I had a whole lot of fun, and listening back to this mix was, yeah, it was good, very good. Man, I'm loving this mix right now. Same as 116. I think this is probably, man, this is probably one of my favorite, if not my favorite mix today. Some great transitions in there, some just awesome tunes, you know, real varied amount of minimal tracks. So I will see you guys next week for more of the same underground tunes. Please give me a message if you're liking the show. I know some of you have done that already. I really appreciate it. I actually really appreciate when you guys message me. And those of you who have messaged me, you know that I do reply. And I reply really quickly. So yeah, I'll see you guys next week. I'm going to play the shit out of this mix. Love this right now. Yeah, okay. See you next week. Peace.